which people are sort of half suggesting. What happens with Matt Crouch? This is poor timing in terms of he was on restricted minutes, had sort of 27, 28 touches in the sample against the Roosters. So you would have thought that ideally he plays another game in the sample and really, really gets his minutes up and hardens his body. But right now he's in a situation where we don't know if there's going to be some scratch matches organised or how they're going to keep their fitness up. Otherwise, is it an option to bring him in?
So it's a good question. Crows fans, 0427154106. I wouldn't play him at AFL level this week because I just don't think he's prepared to go. But to your point, no sample footy, what do you do? I'd be putting him through a significant match simulation, try and get it as close to match intensity as you possibly can, which you never can replicate a game. But to see him only kick the ball, I think, six times on the weekend was a bit of a concern. I don't know whether he's has full confidence in his groins and his body there. So I'd give him a bit more time to get his conditioning up and perhaps bring him back with three or four games to go in the season. Just on Matt Crouch, Hazy, AFL.com.au is reporting that Adelaide has presented a contract offer to Matt Crouch. So the Crows are understood to have offered him a multi-year deal, believed to be 2 or 3 years. So that indicates they want to keep him. Rival clubs had believed that Crouch would be open to suitors. However, the groin troubles this season made it difficult for them to gauge. That's a good offer from Adelaide, I believe. Don't you think? Two to 3 years is reasonable. It is respectful. Now, if he wants to go and try and get a 4 or 5 year deal like his brother did, then that is fine. And he can do that. And I think the Crows wish him well. But to think that they've offered him that offer is a good offer, I reckon, and is exactly what I would have done if I was in the Crows list management position.
He's 26. And what he needs to work out is, does he take a 2 year deal and try and build up for that next big bumper deal? Or does he try and cash in somewhat now? Off the back of, because Matt Crouch is in that category. He's an All-Australian. He's an elite midfielder. He's a best and fairest winner. So, and you see a lot of blokes now taking punts with that 1 or 2 year deal and say, look, I'll back myself in. I'll get some really good form and then I'll really cash in for that lifetime deal afterwards. So he's got some big decisions to make.
Taking your calls on anything this morning, 1300 736 736.